Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
It's the American Family Farmer on the air. I'm Doug Steffen, American Family Farmer. This program and the podcast is aimed at helping farmers get their message across, family farmers, their relationship to your family and the food that they grow and your relationship to that food. So we put together a program every week that highlights some successful activity, somebody who's doing something that helps other farmers. That's what this program is all about. Not about Big Ag. Doesn't have Big Ag sponsors for a reason, because I don't believe in them, frankly. I thought it was interesting, though, in the news. I start the program off every week with news. Very interesting that this week the announcement was made by Bayer to stop selling Roundup, at least individually, in the next couple of years. Mostly, they're not doing it because they're good guys. They're doing it because for years there's been litigation, lots of controversy, lots of lies, lots of deaths, all of that stuff. So they're going to remove the current version of Roundup from store shelves in the next couple of years. They could remove it tomorrow if they wanted to, but they're going to, you know, play this out. It's going to replace the herbicide with products that don't have any glyphosate. That's the main ingredient in Roundup, and that's what's caused all the cancers and all the lawsuits. Farmers will have access to the product. Farmers who spray Roundup need to have licenses. If they spray anything, they got to have licenses. At least here in Massachusetts, they do. So anyway, the announcement made as an update to investors about how they plan to handle all these lawsuits by these people who have non-Hodgkin's lymphoma, billions. They've paid out billions of dollars. They're hoping to shut down the remaining lawsuits by appealing one of the claims at the U.S. Supreme Court. In that case, a jury awarded a guy named Edward Hardiman $80 million, which was reduced to $25 million on appeal, and now they want it back again. Can you imagine the bad publicity? They are so tone deaf. They want to, this guy's dying. How many people have died because of using Bayer and Monsanto products? And yet they try to get all of these things reduced because they don't want to pay out the money. Bayer is setting aside $4.5 billion to deal with the lawsuits that are on the books right now. But they're asking the Supreme Court to review this particular case, the Hardiman case. If the court agrees to hear the case, then Bayer will render, will get a decision next year probably. But in the meantime, I hope they get it tucked to them, because it couldn't happen to nicer folks. That's my way of reading it. They're nothing but death as far as I'm concerned. And as I've said many times here, Bayer, the original company, was the one that made the gases for Auschwitz and all the other prisons, the incinerators that burned up the Jews in World War II, they made the gas. So, of course, after World War II, they had to change the name of the company. Other farm news, the United States has announced through the USDA $67 million in loans for farmers who have issues with the title to their land. This is something that goes back to Reconstruction. Actually, yeah, it goes back to the Civil War, mostly black farmers who were given land as a part of the settlement of the war, but they never were given title to it. So they can't borrow any money, and the government and banks have been happy to keep them from borrowing money. So how do they survive? They've had to sell the land, and they sell it at an appreciated value because they don't have title to it. So now, with the land that's been passed on, though, is being divided among heirs and has been through the years. But again, if they don't have legal title, then the government says they don't have legal claim, even though the records in the government say we gave this parcel to that guy, but they never gave him a deed. So anyway, Latino farmers, a lot of American natives, and blacks in the South all have had this problem. And so I remember it was called the Homestead Act. I remember reading and understanding that in American history after the war. It did give the land, but it didn't give them any. They were landholders, but not land owners. And so over the years, they've had no ability to borrow money because they're not entitled to the land. Now, if you don't have the correct documentation, the government is going to help you with that, because they become very, a lot of these folks are poor, and the developers come along and they say, well, if you don't have the title, we're not going to pay you what the land is worth because you can't prove it's yours. So this is a difficult problem that is being stabilized. At least it ought to be. I agree with that move 100%. When we look around at other things that are going on, I just wanted to update you on a couple of other news items that are all connected. Information that came out this week on who owns the grocery stores, where the food is coming from, how grocery stores are being supplied. This is not about your local farmer, but it'll probably get you to go. If you haven't been going to visit your local farmer or farmer's markets, this will get you to go there fast. The information comes from several different sources about grocery store ownership and, more importantly, who's supplying the grocery chains. The most common grocery items, 84% of all sales that are in the conventional supermarkets, Ralph, Stop and Shop, you know what I'm talking about. It's the big agribusinesses that own them. Four corporations account for 84% of all the sales of all the things that are sold up and down the aisles in your favorite grocery store. 1, 2, 3, 4 corporations control most of what's sold in the grocery stores. You think that's good for you? If you want to protect farmers, if you're listening to this program and you feel strongly about supporting your local family farmers, then you need to know that they should be your priority. Whatever they're growing is going to be better than you get in the grocery store, especially when you consider it's General Foods, General Mills, you know, that bunch. They control the way and the pricing goes, the ingredients, what's actually available. Isn't it time you take back control of your own dinner table, your own food choices, isn't it? This is the place to start. You go to the butcher's store, and you go to the farmer. That's what you do. I'm very happy about what Joe Biden has done. Let's see what direction it takes. But all of the fairness to farmers that flew out the window decades ago, this is something that Biden has said particularly it needs to be dealt with. Farmers and people who are buying things, Americans, need access to good quality food, which we don't have. So there you go. Food for thought, if you will. On this week's American Family Farmer, I'm Doug Steffen. Calotren, C-A-L-O-T-R-E-N.
This is really an easy way to just rev up your metabolism and turn your body back into that fat-burning machine that it used to be. There's no drugs in it. There's no stimulants in it that make it work really quickly. But our 90-day program does have a huge 86% success rate. So when you give it time to work, you're going to see the results, and you're going to feel better. And you're doing this safely with a product that is good for you. Even if you're on medications, even if you have health conditions, this product is really good for you. And if you have questions, we got a little chat on there. You can click the chat and then just ask us questions on there. You can also call us if you have questions, too. Our number's toll-free, 1-833-TOP-LOSS. We've got real live people right here in America to answer your questions. It's 1-833-TOP-LOSS. And again, the website is toploss.com. Yep. It's our buy three, get three free. So that's that proven 90-day supply. When you buy that 90 days, you get 90 days free.
Check it all out at toploss.com. At checkout, use the discount code DJV. Calotren, C-A-L-O-T-R-E-N.
This is really an easy way to just rev up your metabolism and turn your body back into that fat-burning machine that it used to be. There's no drugs in it. There's no stimulants in it that make it work really quickly. But our 90-day program does have a huge 86% success rate. So when you give it time to work, you're going to see the results, and you're going to feel better. And you're doing this safely with a product that is good for you. Even if you're on medications, even if you have health conditions, this product is really good for you. And if you have questions, we got a little chat on there. You can click the chat and then just ask us questions on there. You can also call us if you have questions, too. Our number's toll-free, 1-833-TOP-LOSS. We've got real-life people right here in America to answer your questions. It's 1-833-TOP-LOSS. And, again, the website is toploss.com. It's our buy three, get three free. So that's that proven 90-day supply. When you buy that 90 days, you get 90 days free.
Check it all out at toploss.com. At checkout, use the discount code DJV.
Are you looking for information about COVID-19 vaccination that's specific to the needs of people with disabilities? Dial the Disability Information and Access Line. Supports people with disabilities and their families who are seeking information, assistance, and resources that can help them make informed decisions about and receive access to COVID-19 vaccines that are available in their communities. Contact Dial at 888-677-1199 from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. Eastern Time, Monday through Friday, or email Dial at n4a.org for assistance. Getting vaccinated is an important step to help protect people with disabilities from getting COVID-19. If you or someone you know needs help accessing the vaccine, the Disability Information and Access Line can connect you to local resources. Dial is the only national call center that is dedicated to supporting people with disabilities on issues related to COVID-19. Speak with an information specialist in any language at 888-677-1199 from 9 a.m. to 8 p.m. Eastern, Monday through Friday, or email Dial at n4a.org for help.
This is the American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen, introducing you now to Bobby Wilson, who is the Government Relations Associate for the Wisconsin Farmers Union. You have been around, I'm guessing, I shouldn't guess. I should ask you, are you a farm kid? Are you a lifelong farm person, Bobby?
No, I am not. I am actually a townie, as some of our members would refer to me. I grew up in a small city in a very agricultural county in Oregon, so exposed to farming, but I am not a farm kid. I grew up in town and was really drawn to agriculture in my early adult years.
So the Wisconsin Farmers Union, I belong to the National Farmers Union and the New England Farmers Union. You're a branch of that, are you not?
Correct. So we have National Farmers Union that works on federal policy based in D.C., and we have several, about 30-plus state farmers union organizations across the country.
So you worked as a farm manager in what aspect of farming?
I worked as a farm manager when I was in college. I took a little bit of time off to go work on a pretty small-scale direct market farm. I was a farm manager mostly focused on producing vegetables for farmers markets and milking goats.
How important is your education? And this is for people coming along, younger folks. Try to encourage people who are younger to get into farming. A lot of people who don't come from the farm are getting involved, as a lot of people who do come from the farm go away because they don't like the shape they've seen, they've grown up around it, and so they're going away. So we're encouraging other people, trying to get other people to get involved. And a lot of them have college degrees in various areas. Your college degree is in environmental studies. How does that help you be a better farmer?
Well, I think that that made me care about sort of the broad range of issues, environmental and social issues that are tied to our food system and tied to agriculture. So that was part of what piqued my interest. But for folks who are interested in getting involved in farming, you can do it either from an academic perspective or, you know, folks who are interested in doing farming firsthand, try an internship program. Try the Worldwide Opportunities on Organic Farming program, which is what I did, and really learn from people who are already out there doing the work. If you're interested in apprenticing and getting into farming as a career.
Your focus now is on dairy. Certainly being in Wisconsin, that's a big dairy state, like Vermont is here in New England and New York kind of used to be. So we're going to sort of zero in on that as we continue here on the American Family Farmer.
Oh, whale! Guys, whale! Wow, whale.
Oh, that's a big whale. Okay. Whale, whale, whale! Oh, no! Whale!
Tides can turn quick on the water. Progressive's boat insurance has you covered. Get a quote today in as little as 3 minutes at progressive.com.
Well, at least it wasn't a shark, am I right?
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Angie's List is now Angie. Summer is the perfect time to book your next home project. From lawn care to a new patio, Angie makes it simple to connect with pros who can get the job done right. See reviews, upfront pricing, and instantly book hundreds of projects. Plus, when you book and pay through Angie, we'll cover your project up to the full purchase price, plus limited damage protection with our happiness guarantee. Check out Angie.com, and for more on the happiness guarantee, go to Angie.com/happiness-guarantee.htm.
Right now, millions of Americans have an uneasy feeling about the future. That's why they're quietly stockpiling as much emergency food as they can. What about you? Do you have enough emergency food to get you through a prolonged crisis? If not, take a moment to shop My Patriot Supply. We're America's leader in emergency preparedness and survival. Since 2008, we've served several million American families like yours. In fact, our mission is your survival. So head on over to MyPatriotSupply.com and grab a few of our tasty emergency food kits. Our food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage and is shipped quickly and discreetly to your door. One day, you might be eating breakfast, lunch, or dinner while everyone else is standing in a food line. Avoid that. It's too late to act once the other shoe drops. It's time to be self-reliant and prepared, and now you can. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Not to focus on dairy, because dairy farmers are getting it, having a more difficult time, I think, than anybody. For a longer period of time. Bobby Wilson is here from Dairy Together. You can go to the website, dairytogether.com. I want to talk about the state of dairy as it not only affects what's going on in Wisconsin, but here, and here when I say here, I mean in New England, but this program is geared at helping farmers all around the country. I just happen to have my experience with cows, basically with Jerseys, the brown breeds. And in New England, I still raise Jersey heifers every year on my farm. And so I'm sympathetic because I milk cows for a long time and sold raw milk on my farm for quite a few years. But the government just made it almost impossible. Weather conditions, the reality that I'm a suburban farmer instead of a rural farmer and all the pressures on the land, all kinds of stuff. I'm not complaining. I miss having cows to milk, frankly. And I think that's the case with so many people who have just given up because of, frankly, I lay the blame, not that it fixes the problem, but the blame goes back to the Bush administration when the Sweezer family from Texas that controlled Dean Foods and Dairy Farmers of America got a lot of money for the George Bush election campaign, and so they were given a slot and an opportunity. The rules changed 8 or 10 months into the administration, and they now control about 75-80% of the fluid milk supply in the country. And the job of the last CEO was to make sure that they could buy, instead of $21 or $22 milk, get it down to $14, $15, $16, and he did. He got a $3 million bonus. And now farmers are going out of business left and right. I don't know where these people think they're going to get their milk, but are you dealing with that reality, Bobby, there in Wisconsin?
Yeah, we are certainly feeling the pain here in Wisconsin. Milk prices have been below cost of production for 5 years straight, and we're not seeing any signs of improvement. So here in Wisconsin, just in 2018 alone, we had 691 family dairy farms go out of business. So clearly the pressure is mounting. Right now we're heading into spring planting. People are getting those spring operating loans. Some people are getting them, and others are really forced with some tough decisions right now. So I think you pinpointed a really important policy choice that happened that's had a huge effect on the situation. But I really see, you know, a history of just decades of bad farm policy that has told farmers, dairy farmers and all farmers across the board, to produce as much as possible, as cheaply as possible, to supply food for these global export markets. And it's just really decimated our farm economy, and a lot of farmers are not able to keep up.
No, and the pressure from developers, because we don't have enough housing, makes the land more valuable. I know my land is worth hundreds of thousands of dollars an acre. I could put 200 houses on it tomorrow and make millions of dollars. I've been fighting to save the farm for years and years and years, and finally I figured out a way to do it with the help of some other friends and family. But it's not, I mean, there are things we can do that are going to make the farm more viable here in New England. Growing hemp is one of the things to use our land on, but that still doesn't help. It helps the farmer survive and maybe in some circumstances thrive, but it doesn't speak to the issue of where we're going to get our milk and the quality of the milk as well. Look at the people that you know that are dairy farmers in Wisconsin. You know they have pride in what they do. You know that they know what they're doing, versus these guys that can't speak English that are milking cows with robots down in Texas and Arizona and California and New Mexico, and the stuff they're producing is crap. So, and it just, it's gotten to be crazy. It is. It's crazy. And the people using the product should be the ones making a lot of noise along with us, the farmers. We continue with this focus. Bobby Wilson from DairyTogether.com is with us.
If you're in HR, you're probably wearing a lot of hats. Recruiter, team builder, trainer, mediator, policymaker, and of course, paper pusher. But not anymore. Bamboo HR is the number one HR software for small and medium businesses. It manages all your employee data easily and automates countless tasks so you can focus on people, not paperwork. Bamboo HR frees you from spreadsheets so you can do your real job, creating a great place to work. If the data shuffle and paperwork mountain have you ready to hang up all your hats, you're ready for Bamboo. If you handle HR records and paperwork, Bamboo HR is a dream. Let us free up your time and put your days of pushing paperwork behind you so you can focus on the people and making your company a great place to work for everyone. Try PC Magazine's top pick for HR software free today. Just go to bamboohr.com/demo. This is a limited offer only available to radio listeners at bamboohr.com/demo. That's bamboohr.com/demo.
This is your Tech It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman, brought to you by Asus.
In the market for a next-level Windows 10 laptop, look no further than the ZenBook Pro Duo 15 OLED from Asus. It lets you get things done in style, calmly, efficiently, and with zero fuss. It's your powerful and elegant companion for on-the-go productivity and creativity, featuring an amazing 4K OLED HDR touchscreen. It also includes the Asus ScreenPad Plus secondary 4K display with a brand-new tilting design that offers effortless ergonomics and seamless workflows. Not all ideas come in words. Capture inspiration as it comes with the sketch or scribble of a digital pen. Powered by up to an Intel Core i9 8-core processor and NVIDIA GeForce RTX 3070 GPU, ZenBook Pro Duo 15 OLED brings you all the benefits of tomorrow's technology today. Visit Asus.com.
That was your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by Asus.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The White House issued new guidance to Immigration and Customs Enforcement agents Wednesday, instructing them to refrain from deporting immigrants who were the victims of a crime. In a statement, Acting ICE Director Ty Johnson said the move was made to encourage immigrants living illegally in the country to contact law enforcement to assist in criminal investigations. The policy change is part of a continuing policy from the Biden administration for the agency to prioritize who it arrests and deports. In February, agents were directed to focus efforts on arresting recent border crossers and those deemed threats to national security. And the FDA is close to approving a third dose of COVID vaccine for people who are immunocompromised. The agency said Wednesday that it was evaluating potential options on the issue along with the CDC. About 3% of Americans are immunocompromised and may have had lower immune responses after receiving the shot, leaving them still vulnerable to infection. The agency is expected to release its decision on Thursday. This is USA Radio News.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5, California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
New data from the CDC shows that the average pace of first doses of COVID vaccine being administered in the U.S. has nearly doubled from last month. The country was averaging more than 441,000 first doses a day on August 5th, up from about 226,000 on July 5th. Emergency room physician Dr. Anand Swaminathan tells CBS News that the reasons for the increase are more than just the spread of the Delta variant.
I think there are a couple of things going on here that are important. I think one is that people are really scared, as this is really touching their personal lives, seeing friends and colleagues that are getting sick. They are being pushed to make sure they get vaccinated. And that's not the way that we want things to happen. We really want people to learn from others' experiences and push that rate higher. But I'm glad that we're seeing increased vaccinations. I feel like we could have seen this a lot earlier if all of that disinformation wasn't out there. And we're having to combat that disinformation every day. We're getting better at it. And I think that's helping to push rates higher as we're really getting in touch with people a little bit closer to home and really helping them to understand why it's so important to get vaccinated right now.
And Tropical Storm Fred has made landfall in the Dominican Republic and is expected to take aim at Florida by the end of the week. The storm brought heavy rains and strong winds to the island as it made landfall and weakened back into a tropical depression. Forecasters expect it to re-strengthen slowly into a tropical storm once it moves back over water Thursday evening. Current tracks show the storm bringing several inches of rain and high winds to south and western Florida on Friday. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.
When I was a kid, I wanted to be just like Cal Ripken. It's definitely humbling to know that now people are calling me a hero. Instead of finding the IED with my metal detector, the IED found me first, and that resulted in double above-knee amputations. It's hard to describe the feeling of meeting somebody that you've always wanted to be like. There are people now that are looking up to you for their inspiration and to be their role model.
Visit saluteheroes.org to learn more.
American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen. The American Family Farmer Show website. Go to American Family Farmer Show to get the highlights, the things that we have talked about, podcasts. I'll give you the rundown after we spend a little more time here with Bobby Wilson. Excuse me. This whole business of the Farmers Union. Tell us what you're doing in Wisconsin specifically to help the dairy farmer.
Sure. So Wisconsin Farmers Union started a campaign project that is called Dairy Together. And this is not a separate organization. It's still facilitated by Wisconsin Farmers Union. But it's an opportunity for us to really dig in on the issues that are affecting dairy farmers in particular, and to really build this grassroots movement to create a viable farm economy for dairy farmers and the rural communities that depend on them.
So should we have all of us that belong to the Farmers Union, should we have a dairy together in all of our states? Should there be a national dairy together?
Sure. And actually, Dairy Together was started by Wisconsin Farmers Union, but it is not specific to Wisconsin. We have members and participants from across the country. So really, we are trying to include everyone and have this big tent approach to talk about issues that are affecting Wisconsin dairy farmers, but also dairy farmers across the country. So
well,
we are in the process of building this national movement.
You got weather that you can't do anything about. You have politics on a national level. Is it necessary, though, for it to be some of the focus to be non-governmental?
Some of it. You know, there's a lot that can happen through cooperatives, for example. But really, we see the problem stemming from bad federal policies. So
yeah.
We know that in order to fix these problems in the long term, we need to put some pressure on our members of Congress and change the policies that are really driving farmers out of business.
Bobby, do you think it's a result of the larger scale advertising, the availability of cheap food, not necessarily good food, but cheap food, and people buy, they don't think for whatever the reason. Look at all of the problem with obesity in our country, the quality of food, and even the quality once it leaves the farm and goes to dairy farmers or whoever it is that's processing the milk, what comes out isn't anywhere near the quality, at least when the milk comes from these huge farms. You don't get to differentiate between the good quality local farms and the milk they're producing and the stuff that's shipped in from God knows where.
Right. And right now the economic incentive is not about quality, it's about quantity.
Yeah,
it's about producing
right.
as much as possible at the lowest cost possible in order to give the masses, our population, cheap food. And so I don't blame, you know, consumers for saying, you know, farmers, you need to go hungry so we can have cheap food. I don't think that it's really worked that way. But when we look at farming as just an economic enterprise and not a system that is so important socially and environmentally and culturally, then we have problems when the only value that we see in farming is the dollar and not the nutritious qualities and all those other aspects that are tied to the food that we put in our bodies.
It's so important. You point out something, the social cultural background and benefit here. And it goes to even the respect that's shown to farmers. I know in my community, I'm the only one who has cows. There are mm-hmm. a couple of other producers of produce. There's an organic farm and there's a regular farmer doing produce. And that farm has been doing it for 190 years. So there's some tradition. But when I get out on my tractor and I'm up and down the roads, they're narrow country roads. People use these roads now for shortcuts to bigger communities. So if I'm out on the farm, or if I'm out on the road going, if I'm haying, let's say, bringing a piece of equipment from one field to another, and somebody gets behind me and doesn't like that I'm only going 20 miles an hour, starts blowing the horn, giving me the finger, flashing his lights, yelling and screaming, and there are children in the car that see this. So when I go to the common, we have a little display on the common, and young children sort of make fun of the young girls who are bringing the heifers in to show them to younger children. Younger children love it, but children who are high school youngsters her age make fun of her. And it's that's that cultural stuff you're talking about, showing no respect for what the animals are all about, or the process of growing food. It's just, oh, they're different, so we'll laugh at them. And that, I find that disgusting, frankly. I get angry, and sometimes I get a little mouthy around kids who don't show any respect. But that's part of the problem. The family life we have today doesn't concentrate or focus or even teach respect for things like this that are so important.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think that now, you know, we have less than 2% of the American population farming, and so there's this huge disconnect between average consumers and where their food comes from, and I think that's where a lot of that comes from, is that people in rural areas are, you know, fewer and far between than they were, you know, 50 years ago, 100 years ago, and so you see that people just don't really understand the rural lifestyle anymore, or have any respect for rural communities or for farming in general. And I think kind of take for granted what it takes to put that food on the plate every day. And so I think as a society, we really need to value agriculture more. We need to value farmers more. And one other thing that goes along with that disrespect is the fact that we expect our farmers to go to work every day, work 12 hours, and lose money. That's the situation for the majority of farmers right now, is that they're working long days. They don't get these, you know, paid vacations or weekends off. They're going to work every day and oftentimes losing money doing it to feed the rest of the country. And that is just, that just demonstrates how little we value farming and agriculture in this country, because what other job would tell you, you're going to come to work and you're going to pay me to do it?
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Right. Yeah. And it is, you know, the bold facts, the broad stroke, the narrow stroke. If we take the number of farms in the past 10 years that were producing milk and subtracted 17,000 dairy farms out of business in the past 10 years, we cannot sustain quality milk and dairy products that way. And there's also the onslaught of phony milk, the coconut milk and almond milk and silk milk and whatever that other crap is. When people interview, I did a television program not long ago, and the host, because we were talking about dairy, the host said, well, what do you think about all of these almond milk? And I looked at him and I said, that's not milk. If it doesn't come from a mammary gland, it's not milk. And he looked at me kind of startled, and then he thought, oh, okay. And so, but they keep using the word milk. That stuff's not milk. And so why it is that we allow ourselves to be, you know, taught that milk is bad for us, we have 1%, 2%, the butterfat. We need anybody who knows anything about the body knows how important really good fats are. There's the ignorance of people saying, oh, all fat is bad. No, all fat isn't bad. But it's the education that comes with this, and that, and you're right. We have so many people that are trying to, whether in government, out of government, put us out of business. God knows where we'll be in 10 years from now. And that is, my cattle dealer can't find me good quality Jersey calves to raise, as there aren't any around. And Holstein, you know, you're just finding market for cows. It's a tough deal. I'm talking too much about the negative side. Let's go back in a moment to talking about the positives of what is being done and what hope you see as we move ahead here. Bobby Wilson from Dairy Together, website dairytogether.com. Interesting news there and some ideas on how you can take action. We're going to give you that info as we continue here. Nothing beats the feel of a great towel when you step out of the shower. Wrap yourself in nothing but the best with the MyPillow towel set. Every MyPillow towel is made from proprietary technology, makes them highly absorbent and soft to the touch. Plus, with a 60-day money-back guarantee, you can try them for yourself and return them if you don't like them. Made with cotton grown in the U.S., available in a variety of colors, every towel set comes with two bath towels, two hand towels, and a washcloth two-pack. For a limited time, get the MyPillow six-piece towel set, usually $109.99, for just $39.99, using the promo code DJV. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener specials square, enter the promo code DJV. While you're there, take advantage of the deep discounts you can get from using the DJV code on all the MyPillow products right there online, MyPillow.com. Six-piece towel set for $39.99 right now with the promo code DJV at MyPillow.com. Nothing beats the feel of a great towel when you step out of the shower. Wrap yourself in nothing but the best with the MyPillow towel set. Every MyPillow towel is made from proprietary technology, makes them highly absorbent and soft to the touch. Plus, with a 60-day money-back guarantee, you can try them for yourself and return them if you don't like them. Made with cotton grown in the U.S., available in a variety of colors, every towel set comes with two bath towels, two hand towels, and a washcloth two-pack. For a limited time, get the MyPillow six-piece towel set, usually $109.99, for just $39.99, using the promo code DJV. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special square, enter the promo code DJV. While you're there, take advantage of the deep discounts you can get from using the DJV code on all the MyPillow products right there online, MyPillow.com, six-piece towel set for $39.99 right now with the promo code DJV at MyPillow.com.
Oh, according to research, 82% of people remember radio ads. That means that 82% of you listening right now will remember that this is an ad for ZipRecruiter. If you're hiring, 82% of you will recall that ZipRecruiter makes hiring faster and easier. And 82% of you will note that you can try ZipRecruiter for free today. But you have to go to ZipRecruiter.com/free. Yes, free. 82% of you will keep in mind that ZipRecruiter's technology finds qualified people for your job and actively invites them to apply.
Scott, is that you? Who are you talking to?
82% of you will also know that I, live with my mom. But the most important thing to note is that ZipRecruiter works. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Will you be part of the 82% who remember where you can try ZipRecruiter for free? It's ZipRecruiter.com/free. Again, that exclusive link is ZipRecruiter.com/free. How much? Free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Farmers find a lot of value in sharing with each other, and so we're going to spend a few minutes here with Bobby. By the way, the ability to give your tractors or whatever you have around the farm to this operation, 888-342-GIVE. You can also find the button at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com in order to give. You can just fill out the info there at American Family Farmer Show, and that's where you find the info. Well, you find a lot of the past programs. I want to spend what time we have left here with Bobby Wilson on that. When it comes to taking action and doing something, let's go through a list, a laundry list with you, things that you think people, farmers and supporters of dairy farmers can do right now to help the situation.
Big picture, we are looking at changing the policies that we have at the federal level that tell farmers to produce too much. So the problem right now is that prices have been low for over 5 years, and that comes from a glut of milk on the market. We are simply producing more than we can profitably sell. We're seeing huge expansions of these mega dairies that are flooding the market, and it's driving all the small and medium-sized family farmers out of business. So big picture, that is a problem, and that's really what we're trying to focus on with the Dairy Together movement. We think that we need a system to better balance supply and demand and to make sure that we are not forcing farmers to sell their products at a loss.
Well, so, if I may add to that or an adjunct, if you belong to Dairy Farmers of America and the co-op takes your milk, you're creating the problem or helping cause the problem. Find another co-op. Find another way. And I would bet a lot of Wisconsin, there's some local folks who are running little plants and producing maybe co-ops of 6, 8 farms. We do that in New England to get Dairy Farmers of America out of the picture. Are you doing that?
Well, I mean, that's part of the problem, but farmers are faced with fewer and fewer options of where to ship their milk because there is such a glut. There are not a whole lot of small, medium, or large size co-ops or processors that are accepting any more milk right now. So while I think that that could work in a different scenario, right now that's not a feasible option for a lot of farmers. So
all right,
really,
I'm going to send people to your website, dairytogether.com, facebook.com/dairytogether. A good thing for all farmers to know what's going on. You check it out at the National Farmers Union website as well. Thank you, Bobby. Good luck.
C
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Stefan here with my thoughts on what's going on in the world of agriculture. I would send you once again to my farm, which is Easley Farm website. You can find it on Facebook, E-A-S-T-L-E-I-G-H, EastleyFarm.com. You can see what goes on, how we handle folks that come visit the farm, what's going on the farm, activities, et cetera, et cetera. And we're not far here in Massachusetts from Farm Aid. Our most recent podcast on the American Family Farmer is a focus on the troubled dairy industry, agriculture in general. So especially this year, finding people to work on the farm, very difficult. And that's one of the things that they're focused on, helping farmers find help. Farm Aid, it's September the 25th in Hartford. If you're interested, you can hear the story on the podcast at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com or wherever you get your podcasts. As you know, one of the things that I find very troubling is the status of the big ag concerns versus the little guys and what's going on. I especially am, my affinity is toward dairy because I've been around cows all of my life, but I just think in general, we've got to come together, we've got to have a democratized system that serves the needs of Americans. That's what the Farm Action Alliance is saying. That's what I'm saying on this program. The only way that big ag survival it takes place is that we believe that we buy into their talk about how there's, you know, the bigger the better, like that boob Sonny Perdue told dairy farmers, get bigger, get out. And that's not what serves your needs as somebody who consumes the food or your needs as a farmer who's producing the food. I grew up around a dairy farm that at first, when I was young, I think we milked 14 Guernseys on the farm. And then I worked on another farm that had 48 or 40, I don't know, milking 40 or 50 Holsteins on that farm. And then they sold out when I was in high school. And there was one other farm. I've owned all these farms at one point in time in my life in my area. And the farm that I own now is the farm that had all the registered Guernseys. And they've become sort of a tougher breed. They aren't what they used to be. And I've gravitated to the Jerseys. So I have some Jerseys on my... I have a sanctuary that I'll take in. I've got a Brown Swiss. I've got a couple of Holsteins. I have a Hereford, you know, that kind of stuff. People call me, as a matter of fact, this week I got a call from a lady who said, we have a lovely Holstein heifer who ought to be bred. We messed up her horns, and they did. She showed me pictures of the cow. I said, I got to fix those horns. And she said, yes, don't hurt the cow. I said, does it look like looking around here that we hurt cows? But it's a couple of $100. You bring the vet over because you got to do it right. You can't, those of you who are dehorned, calves is something different. First of all, what's going on now, there's sexed semen and there's polled semen. And there's both. So you can get for example, I like Jerseys, and so I can select if I'm artificial inseminating, and then I can get a polled semen, I can get a sexed semen. If I'm putting them with a bull, then that's probably not the case. And that's what I do with the first calfers. I always put the cow in with a bull. And then after that, artificial them. At any rate, the idea here is to, for this cow to get rid of the horns, but you've got to do it the right way because cows can die. Anybody who's done it the wrong way knows that there's a blood vessel that comes right up into the horns, and if you cut it off and you don't cauterize it, the cow will bleed to death. Whereas when you do the calves, a month or so, I think we do it around 4 or 5 weeks, you just disbud them. If you don't understand what's going on and you come in and you look and see somebody burning, using an electric device to burn the horns off, it becomes distasteful. But if you understand how it works and how we're protecting the animals to do it at that point in their lives, then it kind of makes sense. Anyway, I was talking, just to go back for a moment or two, to advocating for small farmers. The agri-food corporations are not your friends. They are not going to do what's in your best interest. They're going to do what's in their best interest. We have corporate food now, as we have corporate everything else. And so the industrial agri-food corporations, they're raping basically the countryside with the way they produce and who they have working for them, in a manner of speaking. That's another whole can of worms that I'm sure you've dealt with on your farm. At any rate, hopefully things are improving. Have access to more government aid, as much as I wish we didn't have to do that. It's getting more equally distributed under this group. So be thankful for that. I'm thankful to have you here every week on the American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.